Coming up next on the Holistic Wealth Podcast.
Serious emotional consequences. And it's important for us to do this kind of work to figure out, where these triggers stem from? Where is this coming from? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I so easily triggered? And sometimes it's just so out of context and out of place. Sometimes we can't even figure out why. It seems even irrational to us. But it is layered and deep and originates from often these unprocessed emotions.
You're listening to the Holistic Wealth Podcast with host Keisha Blair, author of Holistic Wealth and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. And now, here's your host, Keisha Blair.
Today we have another great solo episode. And the Holistic Wealth Podcast is sponsored by the Institute on Holistic Wealth. And you can visit the website for a range of resources related to holistic wealth. And if you visit the website, it's www.instituteonholisticwealth.com. So today we're talking about overcoming anger, and it's one of those emotions that so many people have left unprocessed and so much to unravel there. But before we get into that, I'd love to just acknowledge again Global Holistic Wealth Day and Global Holistic Wealth Week. And we had extended that to the entire month of April. So we're just wrapping that up right now. And again, thank you to everyone who participated. And we are still looking for Global Holistic Wealth Day ambassadors. Ambassadors vary by country and by region. So for one country, we can have several ambassadors. So just go to the Global Holistic Wealth Day website and click on the link to apply to become an ambassador. And there's lots of information there on the requirements and why it's so beneficial for you to get involved. And the website is www.globalholisticwealthday.com. Check it out. Share it with someone who you think might be a good Global Holistic Wealth Day ambassador. Share it with your network. And the person doesn't need to be in a set field. Ambassadors come from a wide cross-section of fields and industries and professions. So it's not limited to one area. So getting into this topic, it's such an important topic because there's so much anger and frustration now across the world, especially across North America. In other parts of the world, whether it has to do with wars, whether it has to do with relationships, whether it has to do with the economy, inflation, and the cost of living, or friendships, or just anything, a toxic job, an illness. It's hard to achieve holistic wealth if there's anger festering, you know, and exploding, both festering beneath the surface and exploding, because I'll tell you why. It's hard to achieve your purpose in life if anger is present and, you know, is there constantly holding you back or constantly holding a loved one back. So that's why I think it's so important that we confront these negative emotions. And there is also a video on my YouTube channel on dealing with negative emotions. That's also very helpful. I'll include the link in the show notes for this episode to include that. So let's just get into this topic so that we can cover as much as we can. So let's start with understanding anger and, you know, in terms of the emotions and responses. So in terms of the nature of anger, it's a universal emotion. I think we all know that everybody gets angry at some point in time for varied reasons, right? But what makes it different for each one of us is the triggers and the reactions. So if you're taking notes, where it varies and when it can get really dangerous and explosive are the triggers, number one, and two, the reactions, especially our reaction, how we react to these feelings once they surface. So it's crucial to recognize that the root cause of anger is also a lot of the time internal rather than external. I know some people are going to say, well, what about the guy that cut me off at the stoplight the other day? He was completely responsible for my anger when I exploded in my car. And on some level, I get that, but how we cope how we react is a function of our internal processing. So what are the root causes of anger? Often anger stems from unprocessed emotions, dating back to childhood, leading to adult reactions that are disproportionate or inappropriate for the situation. So unprocessed emotions, just to give you like a definition for that, unprocessed emotions are emotional responses from past experiences that have not been fully acknowledged or dealt with. And so I often coach people in money trauma. And in that, we talk a lot about childhood trauma and how it lingers and manifests in our adult relationships and our adult lives in response to even financial trauma, money or relationships or emotions, parenting. It really does spread across all of our lives. And so this is why this is so important. And of course, you know, dealing and coping with it is key, is critical. And how do we deal and cope with it? So one of the things that we need to recognize is that gap between our expectations and what we're experiencing. And that can help us manage the anger, because a lot of our failed or unrealized expectations stem from that gap. There's a gap between what we expect and what we're experiencing. And that triggers anger in a lot of cases, even though sometimes it really doesn't need to be the case. So when reality doesn't meet our hopes or our desires, then anger can result from that. So I want to talk about like two different types of anger. We have people who hold it in, right? And they stuff their anger in. They don't talk about it. It lingers beneath the surface, bubbling up. You know, I've heard this analogy before, that people who lock it in, they stuff it in, those are the stuffers. And then another set of people who just erupt almost on cue, those are the eruptors. If you think about a volcano, and then you'll think about the eruptors, and these eruptors, they react explosively in anger, often regretting their outbursts later, while the stuffers internalize the anger, causing internal stress and potentially even health issues. I mean, we've been hearing studies being released right now about women and a rise in autoimmune illnesses, especially among women, because of this situation where there's so much stress, there's so much anxiety, there's so much expectations placed on women. And where there is that gap, especially in that case where women feel they have to live up to a certain ideal, they have to be the perfect mom, the perfect wife, the perfect worker at work, then that can lead to anger. And even though they might not be verbalizing it, even though they might be stuffing it in, it can lead to autoimmune illnesses. It can lead to all sorts of illnesses. And that recent study that I saw, you know, saw an increase. So we have to be very careful about how we deal with anger, about how we cope, about even, I spoke about psychological safety at work. I mentioned it in the last episode that I did in terms of Global Holistic Wealth Day and why I started it. And having that psychological safety at work is just one way in terms of a workplace setting where, you know, employees can speak up and feel empowered to speak up about issues facing them so that it doesn't create anger and frustration when the environment isn't psychologically safe. So it's critical that, you know, we confront these issues so that, you know, we can take the practical steps to manage that anger. And that's what I'm going to get into now. What are the practical steps to manage it? Because anger also destroys relationships, romantic relationships, platonic relationships, relationships at work, in your community, all around. And relationships are a key bedrock of holistic wealth. So we want our relationships, especially the ones that we're prioritizing in our lives, we want those relationships to be strong and healthy. So how do we manage this anger so it doesn't spill over into our lives and cause more havoc and prevent us from reaching our purpose in life and prevent us from achieving holistic wealth? We need to find those practical steps. So number one, identify the trigger. What's the trigger for that anger? understand what specifically is causing the anger. So the first step is to identify your triggers. It might be several triggers. Take an inventory. Take an inventory. And in Holistic Wealth, there's a chapter on spiritual self-renewal, which I think is amazing for this episode on overcoming anger. And in that chapter in Holistic Wealth, there's a part that talks about taking an inventory, because so many people have dry bones walking around. They have dry bones festering, the anger, the frustration. And I spoke about those dry bones in that chapter. It's chapter 19 in Holistic Wealth Expanded and Updated. It's chapter 19. It starts on page 135. And I've referenced it before on this podcast episode. And it's very instructive for this episode on overcoming anger. And if you know someone in your life who's suffering from it, who needs some tips, maybe it's just some practical tips, get them a copy of the book. Buy them a copy of the book. Don't even, you know, wait. Just buy them a copy of the book. If it's a loved one in your life, if it's a child, if it's a spouse, if it's a parent, you know, a niece, a nephew, a friend, a cherished friend, get them a copy of the book, because there's so many facets of holistic wealth. It spans the gamut in our lives, and it's really instructive for this episode. When we talk about doing that inventory to find the triggers of your anger, that's the first step. And in the book, and I'm just, you know, just going to read a couple lines from page 137 in Holistic Wealth in the Expanded and Updated edition. The very first step in taking a personal inventory is to survey your valley, survey your landscape. Are you standing with mostly dry bones, that failed relationship, a divorce, the death of a loved one, a business that failed, or a career that never took off? These can physically, emotionally, and spiritually consume our very existence and block any hope of self-renewal or personal growth. And I go into talking about that personal inventory to explore our deepest feelings and bring these issues to light. And when you're doing this, think about also your childhood. Think about your childhood. And I go into the chapter into the various ways that you can do that. And in terms of setting the direction of progress in your life and renewing hope and motivation. Now, these are also critical. And as you're going through this exercise to identify your triggers, I want you to really dig deep and think about your childhood until now. In the Trauma of Money certification program that's delivered through the Institute on Holistic Wealth, I think that's another course that is very, very helpful for this. I coach my students on really charting their personal disruption timelines from childhood to now. And in that way, you can identify kind of the most significant events that happened in your life that might have caused serious emotional consequences. And it's important for us to do this kind of work to figure out, where these triggers stem from? Where is this coming from? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I so easily triggered? And sometimes it's just so out of context and out of place. Sometimes we can't even figure out why. It seems even irrational to us, but it is layered and deep and originates from often these unprocessed emotions. So number two, acknowledge your feelings. There's some people who are in denial about the level of anger that they're harboring. They're in denial about the events that caused the anger, whether it's trying to protect someone else, whether it's just trying to block out and forget the past. But we often need to reckon with the past. We often need to reckon and come to terms with it. So I acknowledge those feelings. They're real. And they did affect some core aspect, whether it was a violation that happened, an emotional, physical violation. What was it? And how do we acknowledge? Well, we have to recognize and accept that anger without judgment. Too often we judge ourselves and we feel guilty about feeling the way that we do, but there's no need for that. What we need to do is to accept without judgment and to recognize, you know what? These are my feelings. This is how I genuinely feel. And to accept that means that we can come to terms with it and move on in positive ways, whether it's confronting someone about a situation from the past or talking it through or going to counseling or therapy. But we have to acknowledge and accept it first. Number three, seek the root cause. So reflect on whether that past unprocessed emotion is still influencing your actions. And oftentimes they are. And there's nothing like a relationship to bring those to the fore. So often I hear people say, you know what? A marriage, a relationship will bring forth every unprocessed emotion that you have not even recognized. And it's so true. So for our relationships, for the sake of marriages, for the sake of children involved, it's critical that we reflect on that past unprocessed emotion and how it is influencing your current reactions. Because sometimes it's not even the situation at hand that we're angry about. It's some deep-seated issue from the past. And it's unbelievable, too, when I think about a lot of men, and I've heard the term men as wounded warriors. So much of our men are walking around with so much unprocessed trauma, so much negative baggage from the past, whether it's from their fathers or grandfathers or growing up somehow, that, you know, I'm also challenging women out there to see how we can support these men out there that may need help. It might not be a husband or spouse. It may be a son. It may be a grandson. It may be a nephew. It may be a friend. But we absolutely are called to do this, and imploring mothers out there as well to nurture sons by allowing them to talk about their feelings and really sitting down and getting them to open up about what's bothering them. That open communication starting in early childhood is so critical for boys and men growing up to be able to communicate with their wives, to be able to do it well, to be able to do it seamlessly and naturally in the way that most of us as women expect as wives, but it really sometimes just does not happen, right? So I think we all play a part in partnering on this, whether it's in our upbringing of our children, as spouses, as friends, as caregivers. Everyone has a role to play. And number four, in terms of practical steps to managing anger, find healthy outlets. Living that holistically wealthy lifestyle embodies this type of lifestyle that fosters constructive ways to express and deal with anger. When we talk about mindfulness, meditation, dealing with your emotional well-being, not getting too stressed, exercising, eating well, some of those healthy coping mechanisms are so critical in fostering a lifestyle where you're not living on edge, you're not constantly stressed and overworked and burdened, but you're living a lifestyle of harmony and balance. If you know one of your triggers is, let's say, stress and feeling burnt out, that triggers your anger, then that's one way to dial it back to say, well, you know what? I know my limit and I know in a day what I can reasonably get done. And if I can't get it done, that's fine. I'm not going to guilt trip myself into thinking you're not productive enough or you're not doing enough, because I know that if I get overstressed and overburdened, then that anger will start to fester. So that's how much self-awareness we need when dealing with these things. Number five, consult others. Sometimes talking with a friend or a professional can offer new perspectives. Sometimes we need a whole range of resources. Sometimes we need to talk to a therapist, a counselor, talking to a friend. I think all of that plays a part. I think all of that plays a role in addition to seeking those resources that can help, because we need that daily sustenance. When we talk about spiritual renewal, and I brought that up earlier, it's a daily practice. If you find that prayer, meditation, getting into the word, also helps then do that. But it has to be done on a regular daily basis to feed your soul, to feed your emotions, to feed your spirit. And there are other resources like books and podcasts that can help just to keep on that road to improve, because it takes daily habits. It takes a constant process of renewal, renewing that hope and motivation to reduce that anger and to live a kind of lifestyle that's conducive on that, because anger and the expression of anger can significantly affect our family dynamic, potentially harming the emotional development of children and grandchildren. So when we talk about anger in the context of a marriage or relationships, managing anger effectively is essential to prevent it from damaging or important relationships. When we talk about healthy versus unhealthy anger motivates action against injustices. So when we talk about channeling healthy anger, we're talking about channeling actions against injustices like poverty, inequality, racism, you know, whatever kinds of social justice areas. So that's a good way to channel healthy anger. You know, when we highlight these injustices and we take action that improve the lives for others. But unhealthy anger manifests through destructive outbursts or suppression, causing personal stress, anxiety, even physical health issues like high blood pressure, heart attacks, heart disease. I spoke about autoimmune illnesses before. All of that comes into play when we can't manage anger, you know, and those outbursts. So this is such a very important topic, because managing anger is not about just suppression, but it's about understanding its origins, the triggers, and the healthiest ways to deal with it. So by recognizing the internal sources of our frustrations, we can learn to place our anger in its proper context and respond in ways that are constructive rather than destructive. Because what we want to foster are healthy, constructive habits, not unhealthy, destructive habits. And of course, you know, there's so much healing in moving towards a path that is healthy. So on this podcast, we've spoken about vulnerability as a strength before, but vulnerability can also lead to overcoming anger, because by embracing our vulnerabilities, you know, we can open up. We can open up to others. We can open up to our spouse. We can open up to a therapist, counseling that will help us through these issues by becoming vulnerable and, you know, really getting on a path to transformation. So I'm so happy for, you know, those of you who've been able to follow along on this journey on the Holistic Wealth Podcast. And, you know, I'm hoping that you will share this episode with a friend who might need this information, because so many people are dealing with anger on so many different levels, and this can really help. So share this episode. I'm going to, you know, challenge everyone listening in to share this episode with three people, if you can find three people to share it with. I think, you know, our society as a whole would be so much better off, our relationships. When you think about anger management and conflicts, even in marriage and even in relationships, there's so much of that now because people are so stressed and anxious about the future, especially with the state of the economy, you know, the cost of living and all of that, the cost of housing with everything. But I think if we find healthy ways to cope, knowing and channeling the holistic wealth mindset and the holistic wealth method that I outlined in my book, Holistic Wealth, and fill your holistic wealth bank account with things that enrich you, the things that make you happy, things that make you feel enriched and whole. Those things minimize anger and frustration. And it's amazing once we start filling up our holistic wealth bank accounts with enrichments and additions, then it compounds, it's like compound interest. And anything or issue or person that constantly depletes you, you know, leaving you feeling bankrupt, Those are the things that you want to eliminate. That leads to anger as well. And in the book, I spoke about the holistic wealth method, and that is it in a nutshell. And the mindset as well also helps with reducing anger. Just knowing that whatever you're going through right now is temporary. It's not permanent. It won't last. There's hope. There's always a new day. And there's hope and faith in knowing that you are here for a reason, that you were made uniquely whole. You were made to manifest a certain purpose in this life. You're not here by mistake. Your existence is not a mistake. You are perfectly and wholly made. And I just wanted to say that because I know so many people are having a hard time dealing with different issues. So we're here to walk this journey together. I'm so happy that even on the days where I don't feel like delivering podcast episodes, that I can dig deep because I know there's someone out there who needs a bit of encouragement today, who needs some hope today that I can touch with this episode. And so if you could share this in your network, we're grateful. And if you're listening in, if you haven't left a review for the podcast, please do leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever platform you've listened to this on. Reviews help other people find the podcast. So your reviews are very helpful in addition to your sharing, you know, the different episodes. And of course, if you've read Holistic Wealth, please leave a review on Amazon or wherever you purchase the book. The Holistic Wealth Personal Workbook is also a very, very great tool. It's a really good tool for working through your emotions as well. And that's available online. So once again, everyone, have a great week. I wish you all the best. Lots of holistic wealth for the week coming up ahead and the months coming up. Do listen in and share, as I said, and have a great week, everyone. Love you all.
The Holistic Wealth Podcast with Keisha Blair is brought to you by...
Have you joined the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Choose your membership plan at the Institute on Holistic Wealth /memberships to join. As a member, you'll get access to free worksheets, advice, coaching, and an intentional design workshop. As you start to live a more holistically wealthy lifestyle, you'll want to stay for a very long time. So go to Institute on Holistic Wealth /memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning best-selling Holistic Wealth 36 Life Lessons to help you recover from disruption, find your life purpose, and achieve financial freedom.